USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new week begins and the numbers of COVID-19 infections still rising. There are more than 335,000 cases of the illness worldwide. The United States has 33,000 or more. The U.S. Senate's going to have to try again today to pass a coronavirus stimulus package. The trillion-dollar bill did not get enough votes last evening to clear a procedural block, as Democratic leaders say they want the bill to contain things that it currently doesn't. Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan still very critical of people who are flouting the orders that he and governors nationwide have issued because of the outbreak.
It's a little crazy to see the kind of crowds at the cherry blossoms. I mean, people have to listen. You are endangering not only yourselves, but your fellow citizens.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crump, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestKnown.com.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein reportedly has COVID-19. Reports are Weinstein's being held in isolation at a correctional facility in Western New York, where he's serving a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault. Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden now looking ahead to the next phase of his campaign. In a phone call with donors yesterday, the former VP said in the next few weeks he will start vetting possible running mates, Biden saying he's already spoken to former President Obama about it. The 77-year-old Biden adding that the most important qualification will be that the person is ready to take over on day one if needed. He did previously say he's planning to pick a woman as a running mate. Today marks the 10th anniversary of the passage of the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. In a 90-second video message, former President Obama says it's the closest we've ever come to universal coverage in America. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A number of Olympic athletes are calling for a postponement of the Tokyo Games. Here's USA's John Hunt with more on the story.
A worldwide group representing Olympic hopefuls is calling on the IOC to postpone the Tokyo Olympics until the coronavirus pandemic is under control. The group called Global Athlete said, as the world unites to limit the spread of COVID-19, the IOC must do the same. This show of solidarity among Olympic hopefuls adds to the dozens of individual athletes who have come out against IOC's current stance, which is to start the games as scheduled on July 24. This is USA Radio News.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has ordered a near lockdown for the state to help stop the spread of the virus. John Clements reports.
The executive order by Governor Phil Murphy impacts nearly all of the 9 million residents of New Jersey to stay at home. It also mandates that all non-essential retail businesses be closed until further notice.
We cannot run the risk of residents from one state simply moving their parties or their shopping habits across state lines.
New Jersey has had 1,327 confirmed cases of the virus, with at least 16 residents of New Jersey succumbing to the coronavirus epidemic. I'm John Clemens.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.